Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Group opposes hiring of unlicensed health workers. The Philippine Nurses Association, PNA, opposed the hiring of unlicensed health care workers or clinical care associates, CCAs, saying it could lead to liabilities and medical malpractice in the healthcare sector. Speaking during the Manila Times Real Times, PNA President Dr. Elmer Bondoc said the proposal of the Department of Health, DOE, of issuing licenses to those who did not pass the board exam was a prelude to the CCAs. Bondoc said they blocked that proposal, citing the Philippine Nursing Act of 2002, or Republic Act 9173, where they cannot give licenses to those who are underboards, but only to licensed practitioners. CCAs can never replace or be a complementary worker without a registered nurse, RN, because we know for a fact that being licensed is your gateway to the world of a professional, and without the license, you cannot practice similar to that of a professional. Therefore, your work really is a step-down care provider to that of a nurse, Bondoc said. He also said the PNA cannot prevent the CCAs to do things that they were trained for short of a license, such as committing errors that will fall upon their supervisors, who will then be held liable for negligence. The burden is said to be connected to the one supervising them, who is not only the staff nurse, but more importantly, spelled out in the job, is the chief nurse, he said. He also noted the guidelines in the agreement between the Department of Health, DOE, and the Commission on Higher Education, CHED, on a CCA's duties that include certain roles that can be done by a licensed nurse and cannot be delegated as they are nursing responsibilities. The RNs are still the ones responsible for overseeing the activities of the CCAs, he said. Last year, the DOE and the CHED signed an agreement for a customized nursing review program to be offered to the CCAs and underboard nursing graduates for a better chance to pass the nurse licensure examination. Health workers' benefits. On the other hand, a lawmaker has vowed to prioritize the approval of his pending bill that seeks to raise the compensation of healthcare workers by amending the Magna Carta of Public Health Workers. In a statement, Bukidnon 2nd District Representative Jonathan Keith Flory said that he will push House Bill 9255, which he filed in September 2023, which would amend certain provisions of the law, especially in the provision of night shift differential, hazard pay, and other allowances for public health workers. Flores made the remark after the Department of Health, DOE, said that it has already received P91 billion from the Department of Budget and Management for the health emergency allowances of healthcare frontliners.